Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration time.
Bill, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah!
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Just looking at some of these nominations, post those on Twitter and we'll get to them. Jim in Jupiter. Jim in Jupiter has a no balls. No balls of steel for where the college game has gone, Bill. Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC is bad for the game. So Patton, that would be a no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, balls of steel to Gene Smith publicly taking shots at Kevin Warren this past Friday. I like that. I do. I approve of that as well. Balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
And let me grab a couple of more. Buckeye Brenda, who just dialed us up, said no balls to Kevin Warren, Bill, for obvious reasons. So, somewhere in there, Patton, there's a no balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, we've got a lot of people sending balls of steel nominations. I tell you what, before I get to some of these others, Cosby Cattleman has dialed us up. Welcome in.
Well, Jim, Mr. King, did you have a good weekend?
We did. Yeah, very hot. Very hot, though.
Did you finally throw some of that smoked salmon on the RegTech for me?
Haven't done it yet, but I will, just for you. I'll put some fish on there. No, it's been a while.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I guess the big breaking news over here on the pretty side of the plateau is Walter Nolan. And I've been seeing something on the sports angle on the blame game when it comes to the vax, but have you seen this Walter Nolan news?
Kevin in Muletown, who actually is up in Boston, said that the news is he's going to Powell up there in Knoxville, and these people like Mike Farrell and Rivals are crystal balling him to Tennessee.
Well, the head scratcher there is I think his old high school coach somehow surfaced at Powell because you were hearing Catholic, which is the big private school over here, I guess.
Right,
and
right.
Decent in football. But it's my understanding, Bill, that this might be the fourth high school that dude's enrolled in, and I think maybe it's just where society is. Apparently Marlon Walls was his coach out there and got popped out there at St. Benedictine, which sounds private, out there in Memphis.
Right.
And had a cup of coffee at IMG. Orlando didn't play. Now he shows up here. You know, a five-star guy like that, you would think whenever he gets to college he'll be locked in, but sometimes these five-stars don't work out. And with this no-questions-asked transfer, that dude could wind up playing five or six, seven places before it's all said and done.
Somebody, Big Joe was just talking about that. Yeah, I think this will be fourth high school, I believe.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, some of these, like, what's that quarterback at Alabama, Blake Barnett or whatever, wound up going to three, four different places. He was a former five-star.
That's him, yes. Yep.
Yeah, so you just kind of wonder when a guy bounces around like that, no matter how good he is, if you can't stick it out anywhere. You know, the question I always get, Bill, with these big, flashy private schools, Do these athletes, they're not paying anything, are they? Like, if you go over to Brentwood Academy or whatever, Englewood over there, IMG, you hear about how expensive it is for you pretty much be a regular kid. You about can't go to IMG, right? The tuition's so ridiculous.
It's like $80K.
Right. So these athletes, 80, that's So who's paying for them? They just get to go for free.
Oh, those. If you're an athlete like that, you're not paying. No.
So if I go over to Englewood and go find their 20 best players, are they all going to Englewood for free?
Where's Englewood? You mean in Nashville?
Yeah. I mean, pick your big private school. I'm just using that one as an example. MBA, Brentwood Academy, whichever one you want to use. You go find the recruited athletes. Sounds like half of them are in your living room anymore. Sounds like that's where all the college coaches are. Have you seen, has Hype been in your living room yet, Bill?
Yeah, just last night, yes.
But, I mean, these dudes, so the regular kids paying all that money to go to Brentwood, but if you're a good football player, you go for free. Is that how it goes?
Absolutely.
Hmm. It's kind of, I guess that's the way the cookie crumbles, right?
I mean, but that's been going on for centuries. That's not new.
Yeah, I understand. I just kind of, when you look at these dudes bouncing around to all these private schools, I always wonder who's paying for it. So I guess the answer is nobody.
Well, the people participating are not paying for it. That's all I know.
Hey, Bill, one other thing. Did you see where Bama's got like a 90% vaccination rate and a lot of these other SEC schools are struggling?
I think I saw something like that, yeah.
Yeah. You know the dirty little secret, Bill? If you turn on these TV news channels, they always want to point at the Trump crowd for not taking the shot. But the dirty little secret is the black community doesn't like the shot either. You see all these pro athletes, now that they've been exposed by the NFL, saying they don't want to take it. I mean, you haven't taken it. I'm not a bully on any of that. I'll do whatever. But it's starting to come out. These NFL dudes, a lot of them just don't want to take it either.
I have not kept up with that part, so you know more about that than me.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these dudes on Twitter are coming out now that they're figuring out if they can't play due to COVID, they can't get their game check. Apparently, Goodell's throwing the gauntlet down on them.
Right.
So now they've been exposed. Now they're having to, instead of hiding in the weeds, not taking the shot. Now if they've been outed, dudes are coming out and saying, I don't want the shot. I mean, you don't want the shot. There's nothing wrong with not wanting the shot, but a lot of these dudes were trying to lay low in the ditch, and now they're getting exposed.
You've been keeping up with the Phil Valentine story here?
No, what's the deal on that?
Well, he's been in the hospital for about 2 weeks.
Okay, is he a media personality or something over there? I think I've heard that name before.
Yeah, I mean, he's not well known outside of Nashville. But, yes, he's a talk show guy.
Well, I think what the worry is, these players, you know, it's fine with him, they don't want to take it, but they don't want to get blamed for it if we start seeing more cancellations and forfeits and stuff. You can't have your cake and eat it too, can you?
Right. Right. So what's the deal in Tennessee? What percentage are they saying they've done?
Last I heard, I think it's 80% is the threshold. 80, I believe that's the number. 80%, I believe, is what Sankey's looking for, maybe 85. But I think it's 80 is what I've heard. And last I heard, 6 of the 14 teams in the league are below that 80% threshold. And Bama's up there around 90%. How's that work? Does Saban just bring you in the tent with the deer antler spray and they tie you down to the gurney and pop you?
Yeah, I think Bama, that's what they're doing, yeah.
I bet there's not too many choices going on at Bama. I'd say Sable just say, take the shot and get the hell out of here. We'll just roll the next five-star in. Speaking of five-stars, well, Nolan's a pal Panther, but he'll hang in there.
I see you. Yeah, Saban's got his own tent where he vaxes people himself. That's what I think he's been doing the last couple of weeks. Oh, man. Josh up in London has a nomination, Patton. No balls to Kevin Warren for being spineless and also being a coward about everything he's ever done in his entire lame $A$ suit wearing career. In some form or fashion, Patton, that would be a no balls to steal.
Doesn't have the ball, no balls at all.
There are more here. The Smoke Doctor, Bill. Gutless and Nutless. Patton, I don't know if you know which one that one is. Gutless and Nutless nomination to Kevin Warren for his 26 minutes of worthless blather on the Big Ten Media Days. Says, was happy to brag about his son's transfer to Sparty, though. Bill, he's an imposter commissioner. So, I don't know. There is a button that's gutless and nutless or nutless and gutless, Patton. Do you see that one?
It's gutless
there it is.
And nutless.
There it is. There it is. Good deal. Irish Bill. Balls of Steel Bill to Kevin Hagan on his take on the Southern Gentleman's Sports Show Saturday morning just roasted Texas. I didn't get to hear it, but I heard it was very, very good. Heard it was excellent. So Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Down on the lovely Emerald Coast where you've got Irish Bill, you've got Pac-12 Dave, you've got the Georgia Dog, you have Tiger Mike, you have the Goats, the Goats down there, Callie Cash. I'm going to leave somebody out. You start a list like that, you're going to leave somebody out. Those dudes do a very good job. Jim Wilco says, Bill, how about this? Balls of Steel to Tate Martell for winning this year's Bobby Sablehouse Award. Wow. A Bobby Sablehouse mention on the show. Balls of Steel.
Bill King, your balls are bigger than U.S. Steel.
Man, there are a lot of them here. There are a ton of them here. Topwater Assassin. Bill, did you see this tweet? We talked about this, maybe not this specific tweet, but this being one of the offshoots of the topic when it comes to expansion, where everybody just goes crazy, the media. And the post is somebody, Jack McGuire. Now, I do not know who this is, and I'm not trying to be disparaging. This could be an excellent college football report. I don't know him. That's all I'm saying. Says Bill. And here is his tweet. SEC has been in serious contact with Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson, and Florida State. Not clear if this will materialize, but they have their eyes on a true 20-team mega conference. OU and Texas is just the start. Now, again, this environment breeds a lot of tweets like that. I doubt that's true. I doubt it. Now, again, a lot of people taking spaghetti and just chucking it randomly against the wall. A lot of people are doing that. And, I mean, if you come out now when you say, for example, I could come on and say, I can just tell you that the SEC has been in contact with Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Clemson, and Florida State. I could come on and say that. And all I'd have to do is say, well, it's private. You're not going to hear about it. And by the way, it ended up not materializing. But I can just tell you those conversations happen. Anybody can say that. I could do that. I could do that left and right here on the show. And always cover. Oh, well, it did happen. They did talk. It just didn't develop. There's a lot of that going on. You've got to be really careful. You got to be able to sift through all the gunk, the muck. All right, we'll get the break. More Balls of Steel as we continue. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now here on 65 at Trinity Lane. Still trying to clean up the paperwork in that earlier crash up there on 24 eastbound just past White Creek Pike. That's why it's been struggling for a while there in the Jolton area from that earlier crash on 24 going eastbound. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly cloudy. Highs near 91. Heat index values today high as 101. For tonight, mostly cloudy, 74. For Tuesday, sunshine. Highs near 93. Heat index values as high as 101. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Another one of those tweets Josh points out here. Oklahoma State already making moves specifically with the Big Ten. Says the Big Ten has been receptive and would most likely welcome Oklahoma State to their conference. And that's from a tweet by the name of Unnecessary Roughness. You're going to see a lot of that. Now, some of this stuff could happen. But there's going to be a lot of spaghetti and meatballs thrown against the wall. And all anybody's got to do is say, yep, I was on it. I had it right there, y'all. Got a no balls, Patton. Julia down in Atlanta. No balls to Alabama and Auburn as your Iron Bowl just became the third biggest rivalry in the SEC. So, Patton, a no balls of steel.
No balls of steel.
Yeah, I don't buy that. Oklahoma, Texas is not as big as Auburn, Alabama. And it doesn't have any updated history at all. It's fun rivalry. I like it. I'm not saying, I think SEC affiliation will take that rivalry and up it some. Now, I think the other one she's talking about probably is Texas and Texas A&M. That one has got to reemerge. It will reemerge. That will be big. But nothing right now is updated like Alabama and Auburn, that rivalry. Now, can things change into the future? Sure. I'm not saying that can't happen. got another nomination. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, Balls of Steel to the Detroit Lions front office. I hear they're doing some good things and making some great moves. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
All right, that falls under the sarcasm nominations, which they're doable as well. Yeah, sarcasm has a home here during Balls of Steel. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, I don't have a problem. You want to insert a little sarcasm into the conversation, that's fine. Jeff, too, says, Bill, I'm not the biggest fan of expansion, but Balls of Steel to the SEC for being on the forefront of college football again. 1992, we were the first to have a conference title game. 1998, Roy Kramer created the BCS. Now we have the first super conference. SEC is simply printing money, Bill. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Let me just repeat. I've told you this many times, but back in 92, we're doing the show. And you know how this last Wednesday the story hit that Oklahoma and Texas are looking to get out and join the SEC and everything that happened after that and how that totally stole the news. It took over and dominated, which it should have. Back in 92, when there was a rumor and then confirmation that Roy had decided we're going to go east and west. Yeah, we're going to go east and west, and we're going to take in South Carolina, and we're going to take in Arkansas. And it seems just like yesterday. Now, we're looking at 30 years, but I'm telling you, folks, to me, it seems like yesterday. We're doing the show every day just like we're doing now. Now, back then, it was an afternoon show. It was not a morning show. And I'd say 98.5, and I'm just making up a number, percent consensus was the SEC is just totally crushed itself. You basically have now cannibalized your league. You can't win a natty. You're just going to be beating each other up. It's going to be god-awful. It's just going to even out a bunch of mediocrity. And that was 100% the wrong take on the topic. Alabama won the national championship immediately in 1992. Florida in 96. Tennessee in 98. I mean, it and have dominated the national championship scene since, let's say Florida won it in 06 and 08 since then. And Alabama with all theirs through the, Auburn's got one, LSU's got several in there. That did not cannibalize the league at all. Every time you're told it's going to cannibalize the league, it doesn't happen that way. This will not cannibalize it either because they're going to expand the playoffs. It's going to be easier to get in. And it's going to facilitate the SEC the most. So this idea about it just becoming a cannibal league has never held. Everybody thinks that, but it's never the case. It's never the case. Now, we don't know what they're going to do with divisions or if it's going to be a pod system or what or no divisions. We don't know that yet. I don't know if they know that yet. That's probably not the most important thing on their list. So how are we going to divvy all that up? Schedule-wise, division-wise, pod-wise, that's probably not on the let's get to it list. The get to it list involves immediately procuring Texas and Oklahoma, which it sounds like they feel like they've got that all but done. Patton, who'd you say we have? Okay. Up to Providence, Rhode Island, beautiful country. Particularly this time of year. A lot better than down here where you're hard to breathe down here in the heat. What's up there, Brian?
Well, it's 91 in Providence, so I'm not sure we're doing much better.
Wow.
Long time, you know, I call you once in a while. I listen to your show all the time. And I'm a big Oklahoma fan, so this is a big week for me.
Nice.
I just wanted to say why I think it's going to happen by next year. Because the Big 12 thinks that they have any bargaining power, just like the Big East did when the schools left them. The bottom line is the TV networks are going to say to the Big 12, if you guys lose Oklahoma and Texas and try and make this difficult for us, we're going to renegotiate your contract. And instead of getting that $37 million each you guys have been getting, you're going to get about 8 to 10, just like the American Conference. So just take a little payout and let everything go on.
So you think this is going to happen sooner than later, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, nobody wants, like I said, when the Big East schools lost them, when they took schools from other conferences, it always happened within a year because nobody wants it to drag on. It's in nobody's best interest. And ESPN's going to control the money and say to them, look, you have nothing to offer us without Oklahoma and Texas. You know, I think all the big conferences, there's a couple of schools that subsidize the rest, but no conference is subsidized the way the Big Ten is, by a Big 12 is by those two schools. So they don't have much. I don't think they have the bargaining power to try and fight ESPN on it.
Well, they don't, not without them. And a couple of months ago, they stopped negotiations, if you will recall, because they were talking about the future after 2025, and that just got cut.
Which I assume is because they were already negotiating with Oklahoma and Texas to move at the same time.
Might have been. Yeah, might have been.
So I don't think they have the power. I mean, and the reality is, no matter what anybody talks, Oklahoma State's not going to the Big Ten. Kansas State's not going to the Big Ten. Iowa State's not going to the Big Ten. These schools are in a lot of trouble, and they're going to have to take whatever they can get from ESPN at this point, I think.
Brian, always a pleasure, friend. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
It would be awkward if we're 2023. We've known for a couple of years that Oklahoma and Texas are not going to be long-term in the Big 12. They're going to the SEC, but they're still in the Big 12. That'd be really awkward. Now, what needs to happen at the negotiating table? There's been some numbers thrown out that if Texas and Oklahoma just wanted to get out of this thing nice and clean, like today, they could stroke a check for around $70 to $80 million apiece. That would clean it up real fast, apparently. Now, if you're Oklahoma and Texas, do you want to stroke a check like that when you probably think that the league's going to, at least in the next couple of years, implode under its own weight or lack thereof? I'm not sure what their negotiating thinking is right now. I'm not sure what their power angle. They've got the power because they're Texas and they're Oklahoma. We know that. But as far as the actual date of exit, that's what is the negotiating ploy. If you're the Big 12, obviously you're trying to get everything you can get, because your future TV relationships are not going to be commensurate with what you've got right now, that at least in its current form includes Texas and Oklahoma. You don't have any recourse in the future to replace that. You know it. You know it. What's the strategy? You want to play hardball, but you don't want to be stupid. That guessing game, that blinking game, the lawyers involved in this, that is incredibly interesting to me. Very interesting to me to see how all of that might happen. Smoke Doctor has a nomination here. Says, Bill, Balls of Steel to Scott Frost, Nebraska coach, for the best answer to a question at the Big Ten Media Days when asked about the Huskers' mantra or the slogan for 2021. He said, we don't need that at Nebraska. Just need to do our jobs and stick to tough preparation, per Dr. Tom back in the day. So, Patton, a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I did not get to watch any of the Big Ten media days. I did not see the filibuster or whatever it was by Kevin Warren. I don't even know if I've heard it described as a filibuster. Just the disappointing part of his answers, I guess. No Kev up in Chicago says, Bill, what's this about the TV markets or name brand? If it's TV, wouldn't it make more sense to go after the two LA schools and other markets bigger than Florida State, Clemson, Ohio State, Michigan? Well, I don't. Yeah, I mean, if you're the Big Ten, to me, you would want the LA market. That's a no-brainer. And you'd want predominantly the Southern Cal brand, but UCLA and Southern Cal probably go together. So you take both of them, if you could. Now, I don't know if you can get them. I don't know. Right now, I don't think Southern Cal was serious enough. I don't know if you could get it just based on lack of interest. Southern Cal doesn't seem real excited about getting off their butts and getting something done, right? You can tell by the way you watch their football program and the mediocrity. It's almost lethargic. Now, they'll have players every year. You turn Southern Cal on this fall, you're going to see some good-looking ball players. You're going to see some NFL guys. Receivers, defensive linemen, quarterbacks, linebackers, safety, whatever. I mean, they're going to have talent. But they just, when you watch Southern Cal, you don't get that urgent feeling you get if you're watching Alabama or if you're watching Clemson. Or the Buckeyes and programs like, you just don't. You got a place that's very geographically well-located, lots of players. Yeah, lots of players, but still, it is not the most attractive right now. A couple of others here. Gary Joe Collins, biggest balls of steel to the first drunk co-ed in Oxford, Mississippi, who starts a brawl by throwing a horns down in a Longhorn's face. Get laying a rec tech to cook it up. Hashtag steak dinner for days. Oh, the hook 'em down thing in these stadiums? Wow. Isn't that funny? We thought the biggest story before last Wednesday, this is how pathetic it was horns down's probably going to get you a penalty. Depends on how you direct it, but if it's at your opponent, it's probably going to be a penalty. Might be a penalty if you direct it at the crowd, but might not be. Case by case. That was the biggest pathetic story until Wednesday hit, and then everything got erased. Yeah, once Wednesday hit, Wednesday afternoon, because Catch was on with us earlier in the day. But once the afternoon hit and that story hit, then everything got totally deleted. Like a big reboot on the news. All right, more nominations as we continue. Omni Nashville Hotel.
It's just now starting to slow down at times here on 40 westbound as you come past Fessler's, coming in past the airport there, Hermitage Donaldson, 65 southbound, and just south of Trinity Lane was a scene of an earlier wreck. Still filling out paperwork on that crash. It's been up there now, 2 hours? Something like that. 24 eastbound, just past White's Creek Pike. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. You can check them out online at gatlinburgwinecellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Susan. It's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE.
If an education can help you prepare for a career change, here's an opportunity. University of Phoenix is awarding up to $1 million in new scholarships this month. You could earn between $2,000 and $3,000 in a non-cash tuition scholarship. See which one you may qualify for at phoenix.edu.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the biggest Callaway trade-in event of the year. Starting this Thursday through Sunday, bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 75% trade-in bonus towards new Apex irons and Epic woods. Both the Apex and Epic families are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Go to worldwidegolfshops.com or call the store nearest you to schedule your free custom fitting today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Mickey Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Do you have any nominations left? Post them on Twitter. I think there are a few I haven't gotten to, but at Bill is King on Twitter. Very fast-moving Monday edition. Oh, gosh. We'll guest it up tomorrow. Regular guest list. Pat, we still got half a moon. Okay, half a moon in Coffee Pot Mountain, Alaska. Welcome in, sir.
Good morning, Bill King and everyone else in the lower 48. 645, 32 degrees, unlimited visibility.
32 is balmy, man. You go swimming in that.
Oh, yeah. Skinny dipping, sir. Skinny dipping. We got the sunblock on.
Do me a favor. Don't take any pictures, all right? Don't take pictures. We're good.
Say no more.
So what's happening?
Just when you thought it couldn't get no worse, West Virginia is going to turn into another gypsy, aren't they?
I've been wondering about them, and I don't know what the move is. Did you stay pat? I don't know what the money's going to look like. To date, the ACC has not been interested. The SEC isn't. I don't know where the geographical relationship is.
Well, your analogy is just like mine. I don't see no welcome signs posted nowhere. Of course, I guess there's other an option. They could stay at the Big 12 and try to build that.
Yeah.
That's why I really at a loss. Why did they really leave the Big East? I mean, they had everything. Even when the other teams left, it was still a Power 5. They still got to go to the Big Dance. Why not do like one of the AAA teams or AA? I mean, stay in that division and milk it to the end. The contracts are still Fort Worth, aren't they?
Yes. They're money-wise, they should get their money through 2025, which is the tune of about $37 million. Now, again, that's unless this whole thing implodes, and I think Texas and Oklahoma kind of thinks it is going to implode, but technically, yes, they're due another about 5 years of money. And go ahead.
No, the worst case scenario, is if it did implode. You stay Texas, God bless them, Oklahoma, we don't want to go down that road. If they left, and there's the Big 12 with what teams that remain, couldn't we or the Big 12 just fill the whole agenda up with 12 teams, two divisions? Because the Big 12 itself, not Texas, not Oklahoma, the Big 12 conference itself has all the contracts, doesn't it? With the television, the rights, all that?
Correct. Through 25.
So they would still be status quo until the end of the contracts, correct?
You would think so. But it seems like Oklahoma and Texas don't think that. They think this thing's going to detonate well before 25.
Well, they may or may not be committed for what, for lack of a better word, called exit fees.
Right.
Now, where they were the premier teams, they may not have to sign no liability clause exit fee, so they may be able to go free of charge.
I know there was an article I was reading that said if Oklahoma and Texas wanted to stroke a check right now and just get it nice and clean and get out, it'd be about $70-80 million apiece.
And that's pocket change for them.
You would think, but again, let's go back to the detonation theory. If you think it's going to detonate, you're not going to write them a check.
Well, that's where the attorneys come in. That's where
Correct.
The contracts are winding.
Correct.
For lack of a better word, and I'm an optimist apparently, one of the best things that might happen for West Virginia and the remaining teams of the Big 12 is for those two teams to leave. Now, the Big 12 itself can govern itself because we know who governs the Big 12. And if those two teams leave, now the Big 12 is open for negotiations. The television networks, they see an opportunity. It may turn out to be a good thing instead of a bad thing because the Big 12 still has its rights and the big bowl games, the agenda, all that. So it may turn out to be not such a bad idea. Now, you take Texas and Oklahoma are away. Maybe Colorado comes back. Maybe Nebraska comes back. The centerfold, the ones that left. Texas A&M very well may come back. They don't seem to be too happy with their new guest, do they, Bill King?
No, they're not happy. I don't think they're going anywhere. Half a Moon, the music's about to boot me and you both off. But stay close, man. Stay in touch. Let us know what's going on.
It's been a pleasure, Will King. I will. You guys have a good one. Stay safe. God bless you, and farewell.
Half a Moon in Coffee Pot Mountain. By the way, I was looking it up. Tate Martell's girlfriend, Kiki Passo. Jeff, too, back in August of 19. So almost, what would that be? 2 years ago, almost to the date. It says August 13th. Of 19. Tate Martell's girlfriend is named Kiki Passo. Now, back then, she was 22, so she's 24. Born in Brazil, moved to the United States. There's also an article here. Around Christmas of 19, so a couple of months later, Tate Martell's mom isn't a fan of girlfriend Kiki Passo. He's not staying in touch with his family. She'd been tweeting about it. I don't know where that's been about almost 2 years. I don't know what's up there. That's about the only thing interesting about Tate Martell right now. Do you think this hot Brazilian girlfriend is the one that's relegated Tate Martell to mediocrity? They don't want to work. Got no get up and go about him, man. This girl's got him all beat down, man. Anyways, I don't even know if they're together. I'm out of the loop, as usual. Coming right back here after the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Morning's just now starting to slow down at times here on 40 westbound as you come past Fessler's, coming in past the airport there at Hermitage Donaldson. 65 southbound and just south of Trinity Lane was a scene of an earlier wreck. Still filling out paperwork on that crash. It's been up there now, what, 2 hours? Something like that. 24 eastbound just past Whites Creek Pike. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. You can check them out online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we are in a two-week NASCAR break due to the Olympics, but we've got all kinds of stuff on tap. Brad Keselowski, Hendrick Motorsports, and your point standings. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and I get my NASCAR news on the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are now doing video. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap. Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly cloudy, highs near 91, heat index values today high as 101. For tonight, mostly cloudy, 74. For Tuesday, sunshine, highs near 93, heat index values as high as 101. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
All right, I just pulled up Bloomberg. Markets are basically flat. A little bit red. I mean, slightly red. No direction yet. S&P just flipped over red to green. But again, little chop on a Monday. Little chop. I don't mind choppy days. I tell you what, people get upset when there's a really bad day. You remember what, a couple of Mondays ago we had a really red day? Those are actually outstanding bargain days. Unless it's a trend and it's going to continue red, but so far that hasn't happened. Yeah, some very good bargains on those really, really red days. That's where you ought to be shopping. Round a little bit. Tomorrow, we'll be back to some guesting. We'll have Charles Arbuckle with us. We'll have Gator Dave and Griff. We'll check back in. Griff will be back home from the SEC meetings. Pac-12 Media Days is tomorrow. Other than maybe somewhere on TV some random year, I don't remember ever even seeing the Pac-12 Media Day. I don't remember anything from a Pac-12. I have never covered it. No, I've never done the show out there. I don't even know that we ever discussed doing the show out there. Not that I remember. Yeah, not that I recall. But yeah, anything comes out of there. There'll probably be, I'm sure the Pac-12 Media Day, actually, let me be open-minded. Could tomorrow actually be more interesting than historically because the topic's going to be expansion? Now, again, is there any worthy expansion news? That's the iffy part of this all. Couple of notes. Today may or not be the day, may or may not be the day, that Oklahoma and Texas documents their itinerant plans with the Big 12. There's been reports that it might happen today, might happen tomorrow, might happen early this week. Nothing concrete there, but don't be surprised if it is. A&M is supposed to have a meeting today. Now, this was announced on Friday about the SEC's taking in of Oklahoma and Texas. There's really nothing A&M can do other than just say, let's play. Let's play ball. This is not what we wanted if we're A&M, but, and perhaps A&M was misled. Perhaps this is something that shocks A&M. Won't matter. They're not going to decide to leave. Stay in the league and beat those teams. Yeah, they're not going anywhere. Why would you go somewhere with an inferior TV product and everything else that would be involved? They're not going to do that. Not that I know of. Stay and fight. Yeah, stay and fight another day. Georgia Dog says balls of steel to the Pac-12 for even having a media day, excluding no cores UW team. Well, you got Pac-12 Dave now. He's got a he's a Wazoo guy. He's a Wazoo guy there. But yes. No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, market's a bit flat this morning. I'm just now getting it turned on a couple of minutes ago. Any other expansion type news today? I don't know what's on the horizon there. I don't know if there's anything worthy. Again, the only thing I will warn you about is just be careful because everybody in the media is now going to try and one-up each other. And you got to remember, there's no accountability in the media at all. So you can throw something up, word it to where it's vague, and then take credit for it if indeed it becomes a news item down the road a little bit. You're going to see a lot of that. That's a very common ploy on Twitter. And so-called journalists do it all the time, people trying to make a name for themselves. I see a lot of guys who have been tweeting for about 2 years, and they're reporting on this stuff like they've got a history of it. Like they know historically how this works. I find that interesting too. Yeah, I would do a whole lot of homework before I start popping off on Twitter about expansion and history and, oh, you go do this, here's what you're going to get. No history there at all. No knowledge there at all. Be careful. Be careful, y'all. That would be my general advice to you. Yeah, I'll be around all day on Twitter if anything were to go down. Nothing interesting over the weekend, except a whole bunch of rumors. There are a bunch of rumors out there, and I have trouble. See, the problem is a rumor could actually be right, and I am so historically skeptical that something like that could actually get by me. Yeah, I mean, some kind of rumor that actually hits could actually be true. It's very rare, but it could actually be true. And I will slough it off just because of all the extraneous busyness and the noise out there. At Patton_Cook on Twitter. Patton, when you dial the show up, that's who you get to. He will process you in. All the noise, the bells and the whistles, keeping us afloat at 30,000 feet would be Patton. So, Patton_Cook on Twitter, at Bill is King. If you have anything good, send it to me. when it comes to expansion. Or you can email me. Yeah, a guy emailed me and said, Bill, Tate Martell's girlfriend is Kiki Passo. Don't know if they're still together. She's super hot, Bill. Yeah, thanks for the tip. Appreciate that. Lash Pop.